Hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Dickie Betts is in critical but stable condition at a Florida hospital after reportedly slipping and cracking his head while playing with the family dog. Now, the accident happened on Monday. His family says the vocalist behind Blue Sky and Ramblin' Man will undergo surgery Friday to relieve swelling in his brain. Last month, Dickie Betts had to scrap a bunch of tour dates because of a mild stroke. Well, today, September 20th, is the late Richard Swift's wedding anniversary, and out in Oregon in a private ceremony today, his family is going to mark that bittersweet milestone and his recent passing by scattering his ashes. September 20th is also the title of a new song, which is out a day ahead of the songwriter and super producer's new solo album, The Hex. Of course, he's worked with Dan Auerbach, Nathaniel Rateliff, and The Night Sweats, The Shins. His family calls the mournful yet sweet September 20th Richard Swift's final song. Well, Jim James of My Morning Jacket really wants to energize the vote, and so he has launched the Future is Voting Tour. It's going to make 6 stops in college towns and areas that could impact the balance of power in Congress. They're being billed as part concert, part nonpartisan candidate forums. It'll feature not only Jim James, but Benjamin Booker and Nick Sanborn of Sylvan Esso, among others. Well, 2 big box sets are coming out in November. Bob Dylan, as part of his bootleg series on Columbia Legacy, is putting out More Blood, More Tracks. The multiple or single CD or 2 LP set will feature every surviving take from the 1975 sessions for, of course, Blood on the Tracks. And Sub Pop is putting out a massive Fleet Foxes collection called First Collection, 2006 to 2009. It's going to be on vinyl only, but with lots of bonus stuff like lyrics, artwork, and archival footage shot by Robin Pecknold's brother. Jim Croce's plane sadly crashed in Louisiana on this day in music history, September 20th, 1975, killing the folk singer. Same year, David Bowie scored his first U.S. number one with Fame. What would you say? I say Dave Matthews' Under the Table and Dreaming was released in 1994. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!